brought to you by Penguin.
The Last Days of John Lennon by James Patterson, read by Matthew Wolfe and K.C. Clyde.
For a preview of upcoming books and information about the author, visit jamespatterson.com or find him on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. On June 1st, 1969, John Lennon gathered with some friends at a hotel in Toronto to record a song called Give Peace a Chance.
"Sing along," he told the members of the chorus as he launched into the opening line, "Everybody's talking about."
To this day, people are still talking and singing about John. Thank you for your words. Harry Benson, David Bowie, Bob Dylan, Dr. David Halloran, Mick Jagger, Billy Joel, Elton John, Ken Mansfield, Paul McCartney, Keith Richards, Geraldo Rivera.
Prologue. December 6th, 1980. He sits in the airplane, inside a cloud of cigarette smoke. He opens his wallet and looks at the permit for his handgun. He was going to buy a .22 when the salesman steered him toward a .38.
"Well, if you get a .22 and a burglar comes in, he's just going to laugh at you," the salesman said. "But if you have a .38, nobody's going to laugh at you. Just one shot with a .38, and you're going to bring him down."
The safest way to transport the weapon, the Federal Aviation Administration told him over the phone, was to pack it, along with the ammo, inside a suitcase, which he did. The gun was purchased legally, personal protection, he told the salesman in Hawaii. The ammo is another matter. Hollow points are illegal in New York. If security decides to search his bag, he could be arrested. "It'll be fine," he keeps telling himself as he exits the plane. The biggest threat these days is skyjacking. He doesn't look like a terrorist. He stands at the carousel inside LaGuardia, keeping an eye out for his bag while covertly watching the security people from behind the reddish-brown tinted lenses of his aviator-style eyeglasses. No one is paying attention to him. A good sign. He picks up his suitcase. No one comes running for him. He heads for the exit. No one comes looking for him. The people he passes, business travelers, and those who come to the Big Apple to enjoy a few days of Christmas shopping, don't even acknowledge his presence. No eye contact, not a nod hello, nothing. It's like I'm invisible. And in a way, he is. He's been invisible his whole life. He's not remarkable in any way, which gives him a distinct tactical advantage. He can blend in anywhere, and he doesn't look threatening. And I have to stay that way. I have to appear normal at all times. Which means staying out of his head as much as possible. His mind is a dangerous neighborhood. He steps outside the airport into the bright sunshine. The air is unseasonably warm. He drops his suitcase at the curb, and sweating and out of breath, hails a cab. His thoughts turning to the 5 bullets packed next to his gun. The FAA also told him that changes in air pressure could damage them. He only needs one of them to work. The 5 hollow point Smith & Wesson Plus P cartridges are designed for maximum stopping power and maximum damage. When one hits soft tissue, the tip mushrooms into a lethal miniature buzzsaw that spins and bounces its way through the body, shredding tissue and organs. One shot is more than enough to ensure John Lennon's death. A yellow cab slides up next to him. He puts his suitcase in the trunk, then gets into the back seat. He gives the driver the address for the Westside YMCA off Central Park West. It's only 9 blocks away from his true destination. He puts on his best smile and tells the cabbie, "I'm a recording engineer." The taxi pulls away from the curb. "I'm working with John Lennon and Paul McCartney." The cabbie ignores him. He glares at the back of the man's head.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?